And the news coming through, as you heard from the recap package that we had from Fiona Stack last night, around about 9 o'clock or so, Sean Kelly topped the poll. Fine Gael Sean Kelly from Kerry, of course, topped the poll, becoming the first MEP elected in the Ireland South constituency. He exceeded the quota of 761 votes by just over 8,000 votes, followed by Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher, who was second with 91,074 votes. Clare TD and independent Michael McNamara is in third place after receiving 56,339. And Fianna Fáil's Cynthia Varacou surprising a number of people by coming in fourth with 55,209. And Mick Wallace, Independence for Change, fifth, getting 52,803 votes. Well, I'm delighted to say Sean Kelly, who was deemed elected in Nemo Rangers GA Centre last night with 122,772 votes, is with me in the line. Sean, good morning to you and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Delighted to be with you.
Sean,
a slight bit of a cold, but I'm managing fine.
You are, and I don't blame you for all of the work and all of the canvas and all of the doors knocked on over the last couple of months. How tough a campaign was this?
Oh, it was tough enough. It was demanding, particularly in the beginning, because the weather wasn't great and the reception wasn't as good as it was towards the end. There was a lot of anger out there, and there was a blaming Europe for the regulations that they weren't happy with. And because I was the longest serving MEP, they kind of said, you're responsible for it. But that all changed as the campaign went on, and I think it became softer. And overall, people were very nice indeed and very accommodating, and I enjoyed the campaign. It's great to get out there and to meet the people and to see what the issues are, and hopefully I can take some of them all back to Brussels and try and get some action on them.
You mentioned regulations there. Is there a sense that with all of the legislation coming from Europe, how it's transposed into Irish law, that coming with it is a lot of red tape, particularly for farmers, Sean?
Yeah, without a doubt, that was a key issue. But in fairness, we have identified that for some time in Europe, and I got a commitment from Ursula von der Leyen that she would reduce red tape by 25%, and that's the challenge now for her if she is re-elected as the President of the Commission. And what I have said to particularly SMEs and the farmers' organisations, identify exactly where you think the red tape is excessive, and bring that to us, and we'll ask that that be reduced both in Europe but also in Ireland, because a lot of the red tape is coming from the department as well as they apply regulations in Europe. So I think there's a big job of work to be done to simplify matters for everybody without compromising on the standards that are required.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that needs to be addressed and needs to be looked at. Have you had a chance, Sean, to look across the rest of Europe as to the way things are standing? The European People's Party is doing okay, gaining 10 seats. However, there's been a rise in Eurosceptic, climate-sceptic candidates, with the ID group, the Identity and Democracy group, gaining thus far. And that's just with 12 of 27 counties, or countries, I should say, finished counting.
Yeah, but I think overall, what we call the centre will hold. The EPP, as you said, have gained seats, which is very encouraging. Renew dropped quite a few, particularly in France, where Macron didn't do as well as he probably had hoped. But the S&D, and also we'll have some Greens and the ECR, which aren't as extreme, obviously, as ID. I think we'll still have a working majority. It'll be more difficult, but to get what I would regard as responsible legislation through, and that will be very challenging, but at the same time it's doable.
Okay, what do you think of your own story in Ireland South? Who will be going to Europe with you? Very hard to say, I know. It looks like Billy Kelleher obviously will probably make it. Cynthia Varacou in with a strong shout. Michael McNamara also in with a strong shout. Anyone's guess after that?
Yeah, anyone's guess after that. I think Mick Wallace did better than people thought. He got 52,000 votes, so he's very much in the shake-up if he can get transfers, which might be challenging enough. Also, I think that Grace O'Sullivan might have a chance. She's certainly in the running. Even John Mullins, my running partner, if a lot of the Cork candidates' transfers came to him, he could creep up fairly well, because there are four or five candidates there with about 20,000 votes each. or thereabouts, and they'll all be eliminated in due course. So that's a quite a lot of votes to be transferred yet. So it's hard to call it, but definitely you're right. The Billy Keller certainly will be elected. Michael McNamara, Cynthia Nivuracu has a very good chance. Mick Wallace, Chris O'Sullivan, and of course Sinn Féin. Most, even though they didn't do as well as they expected, they obviously are very well positioned to possibly challenge for the fourth and the fifth seat as well.
Yeah, and look, with that and with John Mullins, with your impressive performance as well, topping the poll, 8,000 over the quota, is there a question of vote management, Sean, that maybe, notwithstanding John Mullins and his performance, that perhaps somebody further east in the constituency might have been better to pull some of those Leinster votes and deliver two for Fine Gael?
Johnny, there's no doubt about it. Geography does play a big part. And okay, John Mullins and I were in the west of the constituency, and there was nobody for Fine Gael from Cork all the way to Wicklow, although John Mullins did live in Wicklow for some time, so I think that's a fact that should be mentioned. But at the same time, the thinking was that Fine Gael needed a candidate in Cork, and the last time Deirdre Clune, even though she's highly regarded, a great MEP, and has Barry name behind her, and was a mayor and etc., TD, senator, she only barely scraped in the last seat. In fact, if there was no Brexit, she wouldn't have got in. And we did have a third candidate in the East that time. So if she had lost out, everybody would have been saying that we shouldn't have a third candidate. So I think this time the situation is slightly different, so it's hard to manage it. But ideally, of course, and this is where Sinn Féin had two candidates, one kind of in the west, in Limerick, and then one in Carlow. Fianna Fáil had one in Cork, and then Cynthia Nivuracu, well positioned as well in Leinster. So ideally, I suppose, you would say one from the west, one from the east. That's what we had, especially in the Midlands Northwest. Murray Walsh in the west, and Nina Carver in the east, and that's looking to work out best. But you can look at it that way, but you have to look at the candidates as well, who's available. So it's a question of what you decide at the time and hope it works out.
Yeah, and campaigns themselves take on a life of their own as well. On the wider front, you must be very happy as a Fine Gael man this morning. 242 seats, 23.4% of the vote, vying with Fianna Fáil to be the biggest party in local government at a time when you have been in government for quite some time. I know locals are different to generals, but you must be very happy with the party's performance, and here in Kerry, of course.
Absolutely, and well done to everybody in Kerry. And I think I would like to give a special mention to Jimmy Deanhill. Jimmy lost his seat, and he could have put down his head and walked away very upset, and I felt maybe that he wasn't appreciated. But the amount of work he put in for me and for the candidates right throughout Kerry, I think, is absolutely wonderful, and he deserves great credit, but also all the others who came out and worked hard for the party. And as you said, 2 months ago they were saying that Fine Gael were going to collapse because we've been in government so long. But as the campaign went on, and I think particularly the change of leadership, no disrespect to Leo, he did a great job when he was Taoiseach, but he timed it well. And Simon Harris hit the ground running. He was full of energy. He listened to people and he acted. And I think that was a major factor in creating good spirits within the Fine Gael party and also within the community at large, that things were moving in the right direction. And the one thing I would say as well, some people come out with these kind of vacant ideas, we need change. Well, you need change if the change is better. And I think people are beginning to realize that now. They're saying, okay, let's talk about change. But what change are we going to have? Is it going to be better or worse? I mean, if you were out in holidays on the beach and somebody tells you you need change and you have to go a few miles down and get part of pouring rain, you're not going to do it. So I think that's the thing that people are beginning to check and think about a little bit more too.
Yeah, indeed. Sean, final point, and I'll let you go then because I know you're tired. You'll need a rest before getting back into action with the European political scene. But we've just had the lowest ever voter turnout rate for a local election contest in the history of the state. And this is the first time that over half of the people on the electoral register did not turn out to vote in election contests since 1945. Is there a lesson there? Are we losing people's interest in the democratic electoral contest, and what needs to be done about it?
Yeah, it's certainly an issue. And in fairness, there were an awful lot of ads on the radio, and people appealed to, every candidate appealed to people to go out and vote, and not enough people went out and voted. You're right there. Maybe we need to look at what they have in some countries in Europe where voting is compulsory. That's something that we should at least discuss. Maybe we shouldn't do it, but at least just to say to people, that's what happens in other parts of the world. And the way I look at it is, people in this country fought for our freedom for 800 years. If any generation hadn't continued the fight, we'd probably be English people now. And that freedom can only be expressed through democratic process. And everybody, I think, should value that and hopefully exercise it through the ballot box, because there's no point in complaining. And I did meet a lot of people, which I found it difficult to understand. They'd say, oh, I never vote, you're all the same. I mean, it's just an attitude we probably need to look at and discuss and try and get people to look at it differently. That if you say you never vote, or you know they're all the same, then you have no say in what's being decided in your life. So we probably should start maybe a little more in an educational level as well, and to impress on young people the need to exercise their vote. It's a privilege, as I said, which our ancestors fought for 800 years, and we should value it.
Okay, Sean, listen, we'll leave it there. Well done, congratulations again, and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks to everybody in Kerry who voted for me. I'm sure the one great regret I have is that there were no tallies in Kerry. I'm sure I get a massive vote from the people of Kerry, and I'm looking forward to representing them in Europe. And also thanks to Radio Kerry as well. I was coming down from the count in Cork on Sunday night. Sean O'Reilly's music was playing, as always, lovely music. And in between, you were going to the counts and giving updates right up until 12 o'clock and beyond. So well done to everybody. We're very proud. And Kerry for San.
Thanks a million, Sean. Great stuff. That's Sean Kelly there. Newly elected MEP, or re-elected MEP, I should say, for Ireland South, topping the poll in the Ireland South constituency. Days to go in that count before we know the identity of the other candidates who will be representing us in the European Parliament.